with SRN News.
I'm John Scott.
Some of President Trump's tariffs have been paused, but the trade war is far from over. White House correspondent Greg Clugston with a report.
The president's 90-day delay for newly announced reciprocal tariffs led to a huge market rally and some collective relief on Wednesday, but America's trading partners still face a 10% universal tariff. Plus, the 25% steel, aluminum, and foreign car tariffs are still in effect, as is the 25% tax on certain Canadian and Mexican imports. And don't forget China, which is dealing with a 145% tariff on its goods. Greg Clugston, the White House.
House Republicans have approved their budget framework. The bill is central to President Trump's agenda for tax breaks, spending cuts, mass deportations. There are still more votes ahead as lawmakers draft a final package in the weeks to come. Also at SRNnews.com, former Arkansas governor, Baptist minister, and political commentator Mike Huckabee, confirmed by the Senate as U.S. ambassador to Israel.
Congratulations to Mike Huckabee.
President Trump signed Huckabee's commission Wednesday afternoon.
He's going to be fantastic. He's going to bring home the bacon. Even though bacon isn't too big in Israel.
Among the challenges facing the new diplomat are the effort to end the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza, the conflict with Hezbollah in Lebanon, and threats posed to Israel by Iran. Jennifer King, Washington.
The U.S. Postal Service is seeking a rate increase this summer and includes hiking the cost of a first-class stamp from 73 to 78 cents. The request made to the Postal Regulatory Commission, which must okay the proposal. On Wall Street, stocks surrendering most of their historic gains from the day before. The Dow down 920 points, the Nasdaq off 629. This is SRN News. A gambling summit for pastors.
The Southern Baptist Convention hosted the gathering this week designed to help clergymen address the rapid spread of sports gaming in the country and prepare for its inevitable human costs. A majority of America's Protestant pastors say they are opposed to sports betting, but very few ever mention it from the pulpit or have any kind of a plan to help gambling addicts in their congregation. Experts say young men are the most likely to be victimized. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
America's insular Amish communities are attracting attention for their ability to respond more quickly to natural disasters than government agencies. After a tornado struck an Amish community in Michigan recently, their work was underway so quickly that when the National Weather Service came to assess the damage 2 days later, most of the buildings had been repaired. Earlier this group, the same thing happened in North Carolina. This is SRN News. Judges in Texas and New York have temporarily barred the U.S. government from deporting Venezuelans jailed in those two states. While their lawyers challenged the Trump administration's use of a rarely invoked law, letting presidents imprison and deport non-citizens in times of war. An Alabama shark victim wants a new alert.
An Alabama teen who narrowly survived a fierce shark attack last year is asking her state's lawmakers to support the creation of a new alert system. The Alabama legislature would establish something similar to the Amber Alert system, which would notify the public when there's been an unprovoked shark attack nearby. 16-year-old Lulu Gribben was one of three people bitten by a shark on a single day last summer. She lost her left hand and part of her leg. Gribben said she wouldn't have ventured into the water that day had she known of an earlier shark attack just down the coast.
That's Keith Peters. More details at SRNnews.com.